Greetings and blessings in Jesus' name to you. Increase is a word that many people enjoy when it comes to good things. Let's look at that word increase. It means to become progressively greater, addition or enlargement in size, extent, or quantity. So enlargement in size and quantity will be our focus for this definition during this study. Our fuel for the week is called How to Get Increase. And so it's going to come from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Let's read. Verse 14, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey." So here we read, something was given. Something was given, and in this case, it's talents. So it doesn't matter what the thing, so to speak, is. The thing was given. It was given to them. So take a moment and reflect on the thing or things you've been given by the Lord. What is he giving you? Is it something that can be enlarged in size or quantity or both? What has the Lord given you? You see, the talent was given based off of their ability, not their looks, not their last name, not where they work, not where they came from. No, ability. It says ability. People of today say things like, "Hey, how come you got that and I didn't?" I ask, could it be based off of the ability? Verse 16, "Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them." Amen. So each servant received a different amount. Each servant received a different amount. Remember, it was based off of their ability. And they all did something with the talents. You say, wait a minute. Well, one didn't do anything. Well, yeah, he did. He chose to do something which was nothing. He dug. Remember, 2 of them did something that brought a return that came back in the form of double. While 1 dug in the ground and put it there, returning nothing. So he did do something. He did something that didn't yield a return. Could that be where we're at today at times? Where we're doing something, but that something doesn't yield a return. Amen. So again, they all did something. They all did something. The results will be different based off of what? Where it was put or where it was sown. Is the thing in a place where it can enlarge its size or quantity? Or is it in a place, or is it in the type of soil that's going to smother it, kill it, and drown it out where it won't grow? What type of soil did we place that seed or seeds in? Because guess what? The time will come. The time is going to come when the accounts will and must be settled. Don't be deceived. A return is expected by the one giving. I'll say that again. A return is expected by the one giving. So verse 20. "So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Amen. So the title is what? How to get increase? Well, it's right here in this example, isn't it? This servant had 5 to start with, and he came back with 10. He had enlargement in size and quantity. It happened for this servant. Why? Because he put it in a place that would provide that type of outcome. Again, how to get increase? He put it in a place that will allow it to grow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then his master says to him, well done, well done. And his master said, because you were faithful over a few things. Now remember this, the master said, I will make you ruler over many things. So the master made him ruler over many things. He didn't make himself ruler over. No, because of his actions, because of his obedience, because he brought an increase to what the master gave him. The master said, oh, okay, you were faithful over a few. I am going to make you ruler over many. Amen. Remember, Jesus is telling us this parable. Hallelujah. Verse 22. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So we see what? The same results with this servant. His talents were enlarged in size and quantity. But there's people out to say, yeah, well, the one guy came back with 10 and he came back with double. Well, yeah, he doubled. Remember, he had 2 to start with. The other guy had 5 to start with. So if you have 2 to start with, doubling, you're going to come back with 4. You're not going to come back with 10. When you double, it's 4. He doubled with his 5 to get 10. Based off of what? Their ability. You see, that master knew something about his servants. He knew what he could give them. He knew what to expect. Verse 24. Then he, who had received the 1 talent, came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there, you have what is yours. Now, as I'm reading it, I'm hearing and listening at the same time going, wow, the nerve of this guy. But this servant knew about his master, didn't he? Because he just said it. I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, blah, 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 blah. And he still chose to bury it in the ground for no return after knowing ahead of time what his master was like. Come on, y'all. Talk to us, Holy Spirit. You know ahead of time what the Lord God expects and expects for how and us for. Excuse me. I'm getting so excited. The Lord God expects us to behave a certain way because we are held to a higher standard. His standards, not man's, but his standards go way above man's standards. Amen. And so when you know ahead of time that your Father in heaven is the holiest of holies and he expects a certain behavior out of you, and you choose knowing that he says in his word what the consequences can be, and you choose to do it anyway, how can you expect anything good to come out of that? How can you expect the double return when you didn't put it in a place for it to get a return? You see, there's a lot of talk out there in the world today They say this about Jesus. They say this about the Lord God. They say this, they say that. But Jesus is very clear. You'll know them by their fruit. And Jesus is also clear saying, you're either with me or you're against me. See, that lip service doesn't work with the Lord. Excuses don't work with the Lord. He sees and knows the intent of your heart. He knows exactly why you did what you did, when you did what you did, and nothing is hidden from him. But you see, fear was a factor with this guy because he said, I was afraid. Fear is ugly. Fear is an ugly and demonic spirit. Let us not allow fear to take over and run the show. No. We got to shut fear down. We shut fear down with the word of God. And then do what the Lord expects us to do. So when Jesus says, repent, forgive one another, that's what he means. He didn't say, okay, well, you forgive them if this and this and this. No, he said, you forgive them. Matter of fact, there's another scripture that says, yeah, they did you wrong, but you go make it right. How about that one? Oh, and how about this scripture? He says, you've heard it said, love those who love you, hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. See, Jesus is saying the opposite of what man is saying. Amen. He's the king. He's the one who sits on the throne. Glory to God. But fear will come. That's what it does. It's going to show up. But guess what? We don't have to let it rule over us. Not when we are children of the Most High God. Not when we are told in the word that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Nah. But this servant that we're reading about here who got the one talent, he allowed fear and other things to stop the potential of that talent to be enlarged in size and quantity. That's a sermon in itself. Don't allow fear or other things to stop the potential of that talent or that seed or that thing that the Lord gave you to be enlarged in size and quantity. Amen. Verse 26. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Remember, Jesus is telling us this parable. He said in verse 29, for to everyone who has, more will be given. So how do we get increase? How do we get increase? Obey the Lord. Sow accordingly. Sow that thing, that seed. Sow it in a place where it can be enlarged in size and quantity. Sow it where God will get his glory. Because Jesus says right here in 29, for everyone who has, more will be given. And we saw that and we read that. We saw it and we read it. With the two. The one who had the 5 talents, the one who had the 2 talents. What did that master say to them? Good and faithful servant, you've been faithful over a few things. Now I will make you ruler over what? Many things. What did Jesus say here? For everyone who has, more will be given. And he will have what? Abundance. Jesus is talking about abundance here. Amen. Don't let man stop you. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let your feelings stop you. Father, I pray that we learn from this word and sow accordingly, that we give those seeds given to us by you a chance to enlarge in size and quantity by placing it where you lead us to place it. Father, you know all things. Just as Jesus said to throw out in the deep, may we obey and throw out in the deep by faith. Thank you, Lord, for your patience and mercy with our disobedience to you. Let us walk according to your will and purpose, that you, Father, will receive all your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.